the battle is for the lead off turn number four at Darlington.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Still side by side. Now we've got trouble coming down the backstretch. One car breaks loose, bangs the inside wall.
NASCAR's rising stars are put to the test under the lights at the track too tough to tame.
Tried to pull a slide job off turn four, but there was not room. Checkered flag flies.
It's the NASCAR Xfinity Series at Darlington Raceway. Tuesday at 4:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
A microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
My lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Monday, brand new week. And further into phase one, we should be hearing sometime this week, I would imagine, relative to when we move on to phase two, according to the Sisolak shutdown. Busy show today. We're going to be joined by somebody we've had on before, Kelly Sandler, Communications Director for America First Action, the preferred PAC, super PAC of the Trump administration, also a former special assistant to the president. Victor Jakes will tell us more about this horrible stuff that we're now learning 3 weeks away from an election. We are just now learning about Stephen Horsford. Congressman in CD4. This is why I think early voting is bad. I have never believed in early voting. I just don't like it. Election day is election day. It is a snapshot. But unfortunately, that's not the way it seems to work. You vote for somebody may have voted for Stephen Horsford, finds out he's allegedly having this affair for years on end. One of Harry Reid's former interns. Yeah. Democrats love having relationships with interns. there's something about that. It must be, power driven. I'm not sure. Anyway, We'll talk about Stephen Horsford and whether he should resign. A number of the candidates, the Republican candidates in CD4, are saying the guy should resign. I agree. This guy is a scumbag. And you want to send him back to Congress?
Get out.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll be visiting with Victor Jakes long about 10 o'clock. Scott Hammond, state senator, what does he think of the Stephen Horsford dalliance? The state senator will join us coming up just after 10:30. Also, Jared Fisher. Jared Fisher ran for governor. He is a small businessman all across the state of Nevada. And he is a success story. We'll find out how he's coping in this COVID-19 environment. And it's really it's sad in a way that we're still talking about this Sisolak shutdown. Did you get out over the weekend? Beautiful, beautiful weekend. Did you get out? It was an ideal weekend for being outside. Yeah. No, I'll just tell you, it was really nice. Anyway, we're going to take a break early. We're also going to be joined in just a couple of minutes by Tommy Lahren. In fact, can I get that in? No. We won't try and force it. We'll do it a little bit later. Tommy Lahren. If you don't know who Tommy Lahren is, you need to check out Fox Nation, the subscription service that goes along with Fox News Channel. From the people who bring you Fox News Channel, Tommy Lahren is a Fox Nation host, but she's also a UNLV product. Yeah, which is pretty cool. UNLV product and smart gal, and really fun to listen to. You'll get a chance to hear from her coming up in a little bit as well. Coming up, Kelly Sadler. Is the communications director for America First Action, former special assistant to President Trump. And we'll talk about the growing amount of evidence when it comes to Obamagate. We'll do that coming up, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. When you need to get your message through, people really do listen to you. Coming through loud and clear. No matter what you're telling,
no matter what you're selling, everyone will hear. Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results.
Radio. Radio.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listening to
driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
What did you think of Darlington? NASCAR, I thought, did a phenomenal job. I thought Fox was incredible. Their gentlemen start your engines, drivers start your engines, whatever it was, brought me to tears. I just burst out crying. I mean, it was like the culmination of months now of stay-at-home orders and make sure you wear masks. In fact, the building where we are right now, believe it or not, is a, if you're in the common areas, you got to wear a mask. The problem is there's nobody here. So I don't know why they're doing it. Anyway, but I thought the presentation by Fox was spectacular. I thought it was really good. And it's, I think something I told you last week, the reason why NASCAR can get by with this is that they shoot so much of what they shoot on Fox is ground level or close to ground level and tight shots of cars. You don't see beyond the track itself. That's all that fills your screen. And the other thing, because of the engine noise and the way they mic the race, it is all about air guns. That was a very poor imitation, by the way, of an air gun. But it's kind of the artist's conception. Anyway, because it's all engines roaring. It's why people have to, when they go to the race, wear headphones, because, I mean, if you listen to 3 hours of this stuff, it'll drive you nuts. But I thought it was really good. I thought it was really good. Tell you what, let's do. I promised I'd let you hear from Tommy Lahren. Here is Tommy Lahren, former UNLV grad, now with Fox Nation as a host. Talking about California budget cuts and how she is skeptical of that whole nonsense.
Let's take a look at the proposed budget cuts by Governor Gavin Newsom. This includes 10% pay cut for state employees, $7 billion from education spending, K-12, and $1.7 billion from higher education. What do those numbers mean to you, Tommy?
Well, this is all a facade, and you heard from the governor himself. This is all to put the strain on the worker so that it's a plea to President Trump. It makes President Trump look bad so that Gavin can get his blue state bailout. And again, I've been saying this for weeks. I knew exactly what was going to happen at the beginning of this coronavirus response. States like California, and especially California, will cover their tracks of years, if not decades, of mismanagement and pass it all off as the fault of coronavirus and the pandemic, when really it's been a state state that's been failing, a house of cards, for years, and he's going to try to cover his tracks with one of these blue state bailouts. I'm really hoping that the president holds firm on his promise not to bail out states like California.
Yeah, but how do you not? I mean, how do you let a state suffer in this thing, even if they made mistakes in the past? I mean, that just politically could be very damning for the president.
Well, it could be if you don't know anything about California, but let's look at California and let's look at the governor's plan. He's going after state worker pay cuts at 10%. That is the thing that he wants to cut from the budget to save all this money. What about cutting health care for illegal immigrants? Let's remember that we're spending, and the state of California is spending, over $100 million a year to fund health care for illegal immigrants, not to mention the coronavirus relief package that came at $125 million, will probably be increased, $75 million of which is California taxpayer dollars going to fund relief for illegal immigrants. Once again, at least the governor is consistent by prioritizing illegal immigrants over Americans who are hurting especially hard right now. It's a house of cards, and California needs to be called out for what it's doing.
Well, let's take a look at some of those numbers that you reference here. $125 million in relief for illegal immigrants. That's $50 million from donors. $753 million to a Chinese car company for unapproved N95 masks. $3 million to supervise early release in $14.3 million to reimburse counties for prohibiting state prison transfers. You know, you used to live there. I know you have a lot of friends. You know a lot of people still there. I have to wonder what people are feeling right now when you see those numbers and then you hear about these proposed budget cuts. It has to be disheartening.
Well, it absolutely is. And then you've got the 3-month extension as well. You know, the people of California, I believe, are starting to wake up. And we saw that with the special election on Tuesday, wherein a Republican was able to defeat a Democrat. You know, I'm not saying that the state is safe. I'm not saying that it's savable. But I am saying that I do think that some Californians are waking up. They're seeing the waste. They're seeing the mismanagement. They're seeing the ongoing infringements by Gavin Newsom, Mayor Garcetti, and others. Mm-hmm. And I think that they may be starting to wake up, even the dedicated liberals, and seeing that this state is being mismanaged. And I hope that they rise up, and I hope that they make their voice known, especially in November.
It's Tommy Lahren, the Fox Nation host, who is a UNLV product. She's a grad of UNLV, and she's, in fact, we brought her in for a speech a year, maybe 2 years ago, and she was absolutely phenomenal. As we wait on John Durham's IG report, there is a growing body of evidence that former President Barack Hussein Obama is dirty and was part of this conspiracy to screw up the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Kelly Sadler joins us, communications director for America First Action and a former special assistant to the president, Donald J. Trump. And she joins us. Kelly, can you talk a little bit about this growing body of evidence that seems to indicate that this thing went very high up and even into the Oval Office?
Well, it definitely went to the Oval Office. Sally Yates was in the Oval Office, and she was absolutely floored at what the conversations that were happening at the top of the Obama White House with Obama, with his Vice President Joe Biden, and the unmasking and basically the spying on the Trump campaign from you know, the beginning of the spring of 2016 up until the transition of power. They were looking to discredit the incoming Trump administration. And what they did to General Flynn was absolutely a miscarriage of justice. What they quite frankly did to the Trump campaign for 3 years. We had Russia stories. They ignited a special counsel. I mean, this hung over our heads, all without any evidence. It started with the bogus Steele dossier, which has been disproven and discredited. It was paid for by the DNC. It was opposition research. And this is what they based their entire case on. And it was just so flimsy. And I hope we're going to see a lot more with John Durham. In his report, A.G. Barr is on top of this, and Rick Grinnell has just been doing an incredible job with the intelligence community in declassifying all of this information, so we know kind of the route and how far it went up.
I want to ask you, because people on the left are saying, oh, come on, this is just conspiracy talk. There's no smoking gun. Is there a smoking gun now after what Rick Grinnell has declassified?
Well, I don't know how you can say this is a conspiracy. I mean, we had the unmasking of General Flynn by Joe Biden, on the same day, we had General Flynn's name leaked to the press, leaked to the Washington Post. That's a criminal action. Yes, you can have, you know, unmasking in and of itself is not a crime. It happens every day. But it's when you start leaking this information to the media, to this Russia collusion hoax narrative that they want. There's no conspiracy about this. The media is complicit in this. The mainstream media, and they got their sources from James Clapper, James Comey, John Brennan. Who knows who the leak was? But I am encouraged with the work that Rick Grinnell is that we will learn who leaked all this information out to the press. James Clapper was on an interview with CNN on Friday when they asked him about this. And all of a sudden, when they asked about the leaking, his internet went fuzzy, and then he cut off of the conversation. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and it's not a conspiracy. I mean, this is a bigger, bigger scandal than Watergate, all perpetuated by the Obama administration.
The only reaction from the former president was one word: vote. He's not denying anything. I mean, do we need a denial from the former president?
We need some journalists to ask him start asking them some questions. Journalists are acting as if they're an arm of the DNC. It's amazing to me how Joe Biden hasn't been questioned more thoroughly on this. But, you know, AG Barr and the Justice Department will get to the bottom of it without the mainstream media's help. I've given up on them because, as I said, they're complicit and they'd rather cover up for Obama and Biden than they would like to uncover the truth.
I want to ask you about the upcoming campaign. It's hard to believe, but November is going to be here before you know it. We may still be with stay-at-home orders. You prepared?
No.
I know. And you guys have it worse than anybody back in D.C. Can you talk a little bit about, are you prepared? I need about a minute answer. Are you prepared to go forward this way without the big CAG rallies or any of that? Are you prepared to prosecute this campaign kind of the way you're doing it now?
No. And I mean, we're prepared to continue to do it now, but we're seeing different states open up. And you can't be a stay-at-home order until November. That's absolutely ridiculous. So as these states open up, we will be traveling to them, doing events with the vice president. I know that the campaign is looking at, you know, how do we do a rally and how do we do that with those in August or, you know, in September. The Republican National Convention is still going to be held. It'll look a little different and feel a little different, but it's still going to happen in person. And we as a nation have got to reopen to survive, quite frankly. It's an economic disaster to stay closed, like in states like California or even Illinois, indefinitely until there's a cure. It's just not a realistic option.
Hey, Kelly, always good visiting with you. Thank you so much. Safe travels and have yourself a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. You too.
Kelly Sadler, the communications director for America First Action. It's a PAC that supports the president. Also the former special assistant to President Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It was a busy weekend on the chat shows, the Sunday chat shows. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local. Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Are you craving the authentic Mexican flavor of Taco Time? Drive through now to try one of their world-famous crisp burritos, hand-rolled fresh to order with fresh quality ingredients. Choose from three delicious flavors, including crisp meat, crisp bean, and crisp chicken. Taco Time open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for drive-through service. Remember, when you're hungry, anytime is taco time.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more states have been reopening their economies in recent days, and now the American automakers are reopening their production facilities. Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors will resume vehicle production later today, after almost 2 months of their lines being shut down because of COVID-19. Now the auto workers will be standing farther apart on the assembly line than they used to, and they'll be covered with protective equipment. Ford's chief exec, Jim Hackett, says workers will also have to undergo a no-touch temperature scan.
So because we have these huge factories, you know, I'm talking about 2 to 3 million square feet of space, there's a lot of room to actually think about doing this the right way.
Pharma company Moderna this morning announcing very good results with a potential coronavirus vaccine. By July, they expect to start a phase 3 study. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
A familiar face races the victory lane in NASCAR's return to the racetrack. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
The 1993 Cup Series season had more than its fair share of twists and turns.
Checkered flags waving. I look in my mirror, and here's Earnhardt right on my tail, and he goes down low to pass me. And I said, oh, no, you don't.
As Wallace spins, Wallace's car goes on its nose.
Hear stories that you've never heard before in a 10-part series called The 1993 Season.
And Davey was behind me, and we came off the corner, and there's a guy standing in the middle of the racetrack.
You can download it for free on iTunes and at MRN.com right now.
For more than 80 years, Detroit Diesel has been the legendary driving force powering Freightliner and Western Star trucks across North America. Through our state-of-the-art Detroit technologies and components and safety systems, we've earned our customers' trust as a reliable business partner dedicated to improving their bottom line. It's no wonder they continue to depend on Detroit to keep them safe and efficient on the road. When you demand it all, demand Detroit.
Stewart Haas Racing's Kevin Harvick led a race-high 159 laps in yesterday's Real Heroes 400 at the Darlington Raceway, including the last one, to claim his first win of the season and 50th of his career. He said the key to the win was both a good race car and a preferred pit stall.
Well, I was really happy that we had the first pit stall. Well, that really played into our advantage. Track position was huge. Our car, our Busch Light Ford, was fast enough on the restarts to be able to, you know, fight those guys off, and then once I got in a rhythm, I could start to pull away. But it was definitely close when we started, and I think that was our goal, just not to be in right field.
For the full results, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. and I'm crazy for loving you.
How much longer do we have to put up with Sleepy Joe Biden? Will we be done with him in November? It can't be a moment too soon. I want to ask you a question. We've been living like this the last 2 months. What was it? March 17th, I think, when the governor did the Sisolak shutdown. And I got to tell you, I am becoming more and more convinced, and I think most Americans are, that we are being played, that they are trying to scare us to death, that they are trying to intimidate us with fear. And there is a growing body of evidence that all of the, like the modeling predictions, have been wrong on both ends, on the low and on the high. They have no clue. And scientists hate to tell you they don't know something. I mean, they like to be able to tell you what they know. There is more than just a little bit of, shall we say, ego. And that's why when I saw Dr. Tom Frieden, the former CDC director, on with Chris Wallace yesterday, it got me to thinking that maybe America is figuring out that they've been played. In fact, Chris Wallace asked a not-so-rhetorical question. Is the medical community being too alarmist? Here it is. Okay, apparently we don't have that. I don't know why, but we don't. Basically, Dr. Tom Frieden defended the scientific community. I mean, that's, you know, my question is, are we being played? And do you feel like we are being played? Because, it's how do you do this to 325 million Americans? Convince them that if they go outside, they'll die. That you know, we've talked about the so-called binary choice. Yeah. Well, the fact is that I think we are being played. I want you to hear from Senator Ron Johnson. Senator Ron Johnson is a Republican from Wisconsin. Remember, they had the state Supreme Court rule that the governor, his stay-at-home order is unconstitutional. But he was on with Jake Tapper, and he defended the firing of the four IGs in 3 months, I think it is, the inspectors general that were fired by the president. Four of them in 3 months. And this was Ron Johnson yesterday with Jake Tapper, State of the Union.
When President Obama was in office, you and I would talk a lot about inspectors general. President Trump has now gotten rid of four inspectors general in one capacity or another, including on Friday, the State Department inspector general. Senator Romney called this, quote, a threat to accountable democracy, and said it, quote, chills the independence essential to their purpose. What's your response? I remember you being a real advocate for inspectors general, and independent inspectors general when President Obama was in office.
I am an advocate for inspector generals, and as the chairman of the General Oversight Committee of the United States Senate, we rely on an awful lot of their work. I think their independence needs to remain within their agencies. You know, I'm very mindful of the fact that inspector generals don't work for Congress. They actually work for the administration. They're part of the executive branch, a different co-equal branch of government, and they work and serve the President of the United States. So I take a slightly different view in terms of what they should be independent from. They need to retain their independence within the agency so they can do inspections and investigations and provide that to their leadership, but primarily to the president. president. And so they serve at the president's will, and that is true of every inspector general. The other thing I found out, Jake, is that not all inspector generals are created equal. In our oversight work, we've already had two inspector generals resign because of some of the corruption we were uncovering. They left town ahead of the posse, so to speak. And so there are inspector generals that bring a political agenda, as well as those that do a phenomenal job. So they're not all equal, but in the end, they serve the pleasure of the president, and he's got the authority to hire and terminate.
Well, no one questions whether or not he has the authority to do so, but I really have to say I find it hard to believe that if President Obama had gotten rid of four inspectors general in 6 weeks, that you would have the same attitude that you seem to have right now.
Jake, again, two of those inspector generals under President Obama resigned under the scrutiny of my oversight. So, again, I'm not going to speak specifically to this case with, quite honestly, with this inspector general. Both Senator Grassley and I have had a real problem with his responsiveness to, in particular, one oversight request. I spoke with senior officials both in the White House and the State Department. I understand their reasoning. I don't know if they're going to provide a more robust rationale for why they do it, but I understand it. I don't disagree with it. I don't think anything this administration could say is going to satisfy some people. There'll still be people huffing and puffing and stomping their feet. But again, it is the president's decision whether or not to hire or terminate an inspector general.
There you have it, Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin. And he makes a good point. These guys all serve at the pleasure of the president, these inspectors general. And if the president wants to fire him, he can fire him. He is, after all, the commander-in-chief. Hey, I know you have a busy life, even in this COVID-19 era. You got lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. And that's why we created something special just for you. It's called Live and Local Now on Demand. You missed an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue? Then Live and Local Now on Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it is free. Try it out now. Just go to kevinwallradio.com, kevinwallradio.com. Now, a guy that has been under fire, some said he was going to be fired maybe a month ago, still there, the HHS Secretary, Health and Human Services. This is cut five. He was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday and was pressed on whether we can find a vaccine before the end of the year. Now this is the question. You know, they said, between 12 and 18 months. Well, that pushes well into 2021. I mean, we're talking about a long time. But he was pressed yesterday on all these expectations that by the end of this year, we will have some form of either therapeutic that treats the disease, the virus, or what we really want, which is the vaccine. You go to your local Walmart or Target, you get the flu shot. Well, this time you'd get the flu shot and you'd get the COVID-19 vaccine. This was yesterday on Face the Nation.
Well, Margaret, let's be clear. That's a goal. And, I think the Gretzky's once said that you fail to achieve 100% of the goals you don't set. And so it's not a pledge. It's a goal of what we're going to mobilize the entire U.S. government and private sector to achieve. What happened is, these drug companies and vaccine makers, they all said it's going to take this amount of time because they're using their traditional approaches. You do phase one, phase two, phase three trials in sequence, then you do manufacturing. Well, the president said that's not acceptable. So what we're doing is wringing the inefficiency out of the development process to make the development side faster to get to safe and effective vaccines. And at the same time, we're going to scale up commercial size manufacturing, right, and produce hundreds of millions of doses at risk. They may not pan out. They might not prove to be safe and effective, but we'll have it so we could begin administration right away.
You said hundreds of millions of doses. That is not the same thing as saying hundreds of millions of vaccines ready to be administered to the American public. You said this week that the entire American population could receive vaccines by January. That's the goal. Can you?
That's a hundreds of millions. We have hundreds of millions of people. So 300 million is the goal in by January that we would set, whether by one or multiple vaccine candidates, to be able to have. Let's focus our energies on actually getting those vaccines developed at this point.
Absolutely. I just want to set expectations for the American people, because clearly you're going to have a lot of people wanting this vaccine. Mm-hmm. Will it require booster shots? Are you sure 200-300 million doses is sufficient?
Well, those are great questions, Margaret. And that's actually going to be part of the development programs that you study. Is it a single shot? Do you have a multiple with a booster? What type of immune response do you get? That's why you don't go into battle with just one target here. So we had 100 candidates originally. We've narrowed it to 14, and we're going to keep narrowing that down to maybe 4, 5, 6 that we really place the big financial bets behind and drive on. And we might actually have multiple vaccines, some appropriate for different populations and different settings as we see the data get generated here.
There you go. Alex Azar with Margaret Brennan on whether we really can find a vaccine before the end of the year. And just a reminder, and Wyatt Cox, I think, brings up a good point, that we were decades in finding a vaccine, Dr. Jonas Salk, for polio. And we still don't have a vaccine for HIV, do we? We might never find a vaccine for COVID-19. And that means what? This would live with us for years and years to come? Wow. Stick around. I told you we'd let you hear from Dr. Tom Frieden. He was on with Chris Wallace about the medical community being too alarmist. I think they are. I think they're trying to scare us into staying at home, just like the governor is as well. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client. You. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to. Me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Absolutely love that. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. We make it real, real easy for you. I promised I'd let you hear from the former chief of the CDC, a guy by the name of Tom Frieden. I had never heard of him. But most of these people, really, until they become Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, and they're up there on the stage every day, you don't know who the hell these people are. But I want you to hear the former CDC director, the Centers for Disease Control, was on with Chris Wallace. And the question that was asked, good question, is the medical community being too alarmist? Here it is.
48 states have reopened to some degree, some businesses, some parks and beaches. Do you think we're moving too soon to reopen?
Out of doors is great. There's very, very low risk of spread out of doors. So by all means, go out, take a walk, bicycle, enjoy nature. It's good for you. It's good for your health. And there's some businesses that are essential, and there's some businesses that can start with minimal risk. There are other things that are going to be harder to do without a lot of safety measures. So we're going to see not shaking hands for a while. We're going to see using hand sanitizer a lot. We're going to see face masks where it's spreading widely, where you're within 6 feet of someone. Especially if you're indoors, there are things that we can do so that we start this safer. Doesn't mean you have to stay home forever. Does mean we have to be careful, because if you get the virus, it's not just about you getting sick. You could, without feeling sick, spread it to your neighbor's kid who has leukemia, and they could get deathly ill. We're all in this together. We're fighting a virus that is a really difficult enemy to fight, and it's still out there. It's going to be there. The more we're safe from this virus, actually, the more we'll be safe from flu as well. Those things we do to physically distance, those are going to cut down our flu level as well. And if everybody gets a flu vaccine this fall, that'll be helpful too. Just keep in mind, this is a lot worse than the flu. This is 10 times deadlier. It spreads much more readily. It's more likely to kill you. And we don't have any immunity naturally, and we don't yet have a vaccine.
Well, I want to pick up on this question of where we are in the virus and the question of reopening, because we heard two very different arguments this week from President Trump and from Dr. Anthony Fauci. Here they are.
There is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
Look, he wants to play all sides of the equation.
I want to point to a specific state, because there was a lot of criticism when Georgia and its governor, Brian Kemp, reopened a few weeks ago, and they reopened salons and gyms. Even got criticism from President Trump that he was moving too fast. But we have not seen the kind of spike that was widely feared with that reopening in Georgia, which raises the question, are some public health experts, I'll include you in that, are you being too alarmist about this?
I don't think you can be too alarmist about what this virus can do. Look at New York City over the past 2 months. More than 20,000 deaths from this virus. It's really been catastrophic. But it is important to recognize that there are things we can do to go out more safely. And I have friends in Georgia still, and they describe to me physical distancing in shops, people being very careful. That's important. Also, keep in mind, the virus mutates, it changes, it evolves, but fundamentally, when it begins to spread again, you won't see that for a few weeks, because it takes about a week to get sick, another week to get very sick, and then you make other people sick. So once there is the resumption of spread, you might not see that for a month or two. There's a lag here.
When we come back, we are going to talk with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. There's a story out there that is just incredible. Stephen Horsford is a congressman, and he's running for re-election in CD4 in just 3 weeks. But Friday, word got out that he had been having an affair with a 21-year-old intern in Harry Reid's office. And it dates back a number of years. This is not like something brand new. This is just incredible. Why this is just coming out now, I don't know. It has something to do with a podcast that is out there called Mistress for Congress. And the podcast and a Twitter account have essentially opened the door for this woman to claim various details of the affair, including a purported screenshot of a message exchanged between Horsford and Ms. Linder in 2018. This is just incredible stuff, but we will get to this with Victor Jakes, and by the way, is there anything nefarious here? Anything illegal? Should the ethics committee? Some of the Republican candidates for CD4 are saying he ought to resign. What do you think? We'll get to that more coming up. It's a busy Monday. As we continue live and local now.